Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
To be the person to bring to you the debut single from Angie Frazier. She's no stranger to gospel music, but she may be a stranger to you until after this interview. Here she is with Changed.
All my sins.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this woman of God in the house, originating from the west side of Chicago. Chi-Town is in the house. Now you're in Cali, right?
I'm in Lynnwood, Illinois.
Lynnwood, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is Lynnwood, Illinois famous for? Let's get you in this microphone.
There you go. Lynnwood has a lot of farm, farming.
Okay.
There, but
okay.
Agriculture, I
the
guess,
mic won't stay. That's okay. We're gonna pull it up. We're gonna get you in there. There you go. There you go. Yeah, lean into the mic. There you go. Lean into it.
Lean in.
Yeah. 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 So the one and only Angela Frazier.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Oh yes, most definitely. And so you're in the city, and I love having company in the studios. And I must say, your song Changed is an excellent rendition of the former Tremaine mm-hmm. Hawkins / Love Alive / you know how he did that thing, right? So everybody mm-hmm. you know participated, but I think right. Tremaine Hawkins made it up there.
Exactly.
And until you, because now you're taking it up there. So tell the listeners just a little bit about who you are and where you've been. I know you're a teacher. Share with them a little bit about you in case there's someone who just found Christ yesterday and they're new to gospel music. And so they're just learning about who you are for the very first time.
Okay. Well, my name is Angela Frazier. I originated on the west side of Chicago. I moved to the south side in West Englewood. And I grew up there. I went to Curie High School where I studied music. Mm-hmm. I've been a member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church for a long time. Shout out to my pastor and first lady, Marva and Gerald Dew as well. I just am who I am. I was teaching new members ministry over mm-hmm. there. Backing up a little bit, in high school I studied music, and growing up I just had a love for gospel music because I had a love for God. So I just kind of took things that meant a lot to me and mm-hmm. brought it into where I am today. Mm-hmm. And just musically, been writing for a long time. Just loving gospel music. I'm a school teacher for Chicago Public Schools. Shout out to that as
what
well.
What age group?
I teach middle school.
Okay.
6th grade through 8th grade science.
That is so precious.
So, you know, I just teacher from the south side. Loving the Lord, making music.
Amen. Amen. So I've got two questions for you. Mm-hmm. So one, I'll go with the latter and then come back to the first.
Okay.
My mother is an retired educator.
Okay.
I spent some time subbing in the public school systems here. It is a thankless job. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do have students that come back and say thank you. So I just want to commend you for what you do. And it is so important, especially science. That middle school grade area mm-hmm. is such a blessing to be a part of, because that is sort of where they begin to start developing or mm-hmm. working in some of their skill sets. So can you speak Absolutely. To that and some of the things you've seen in school and teaching?
Yeah, for the middle school. So I used to teach. I've taught all the grades from kindergarten all the way through high school. I've taught biology for a short period of time in high school, so I've seen everything. That middle school grade, that transition from that fifth grade uh-huh. to now doing departmental, it takes a lot of growing, you know, so there's a growth spurt in there, not just physical body, but just
mentally,
because the kids go from being babyish to finding themselves, or being aware of who they are, mm-hmm. being aware of how much more they can accomplish if they mm-hmm. apply certain things. So I've seen the kids go from, you know, acting like little babies to getting to that eighth grade and that final push, realizing that, man, if this is going to happen, I got to do this, you know. So I have this little motto in the classroom that I've taught over the kids over the years. If it is to be, it's up to me.
Yes.
So if it's not going to work, it's because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. But you have to put everything into it. So once they learn that, hey, this is not going to happen unless uh-huh. I do it, then you see how all that comes together, that little mm-hmm. growth spurt goes from, I don't want to do nothing, I'm going to call my mama, you know, because, you know, parents do homework too,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then it gets to the point when they it gets to the point where they realize that, hey, I can do this, and when I get higher, I'm going to have to do it on my own, so let me just do this now. But they come into the knowledge of who they are at some point. It's usually right at the end of seventh grade, mm-hmm. But that eighth grade year is totally different. Those are totally different students. Okay. You have those that are serious about it, that really, really want it. And then you have those that are a little bit lax until the very end, and they realize, I might miss it. So yes, let me put forth every effort I have.
Gotcha, gotcha. That's what. So having a woman of God in the classrooms has got to be a tremendous blessing to the students, whether they know it or not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, oftentimes, I remember one time there was a young man, I don't like to make it about me, but maybe you'll be able to relate. Mm-hmm. His name was Sean.
Okay.
Sean was a PK. And I met his parents at one of the teachers' meetings, functions. And so he was just different in the class. He was well-behaved, well-mannered. But then Sean started to get the bug and started to try to act like some of the other kids. Mm-hmm. And one day I said, Sean, now you know you shouldn't be acting like this. I know you know better. And so he had this look like, well, yeah, you're probably right. And then he went back to sort of behaving in the manner that he knows that he should have. Have you had an opportunity to sort of, without saying, because you know you got saying that you're a Christian per se, if you have to, but I mean, but just being able to bring some of those kingdom principles into the classroom to help some of the youth.
You know what, honestly, I can't work without bringing Christian principles into the classroom. First of all, I can't go in without God.
Yeah.
Because this is a very different situation these days in the classroom.
Yes, it is.
So I have to take God with me. And when I do, I mean, I take him with me even down to, Lord, where do I sit this student? How do I reach this student? So I have to do that.
Gotcha.
And believe it or not, yes, I'm publicly saying, I take prayer requests in my class. I'm creative about how I do it, but I do take prayer requests. So I have this belief box.
Oh.
And anything that you desire, anything that you believe that or that you desire to happen, you just write it down and you put it in this belief box.
Yeah.
And at night, I take the belief box home, and my girlfriend and I, we get on the phone and we're calling out names and we're praying and we're crying.
Wow.
Because we're hearing some of these situations and some of these stories. But the children know who I am. They know that I am a Christian. I don't keep it a secret because I also teach evolution. So I have to help them understand that there is a theologian way of thinking and a scientific way of thinking.
Yes, there is.
You know, so one thing I can't do, I cannot lie to them. I have to keep it real. They come in sometimes and they'll say, Ms. Frazier, why is it oil on the desk?
Oh my
gosh. It's always oil over here. Yeah, because I'm anointing it before you take a seat. So I have to do that.
Wow.
But one of the things I do, when they start talking about, some of the kids talk about church or they talk about certain things, because you don't have to say who you are.
Yes.
They know who you are. And one day one of the kids asked me about God. Do you believe in God, Ms. Frazier? Do you really believe that? I said, of course I do. And I asked him, well, do you believe that? And then I asked the question. I said, well, how many of you honestly believe in God?
Wow.
And all the hands went up. I said, that's interesting, because behavior should reflect what you believe.
Wow.
And one of the students said, oh my goodness, she's right. She's right, you know. But so if you have to be creative. I'm not in there teaching the word of God, but I am taking a stand for what I believe.
Yes.
And that has to spill over into what the kids believe. So what comes from the heart definitely reaches the heart.
Yes.
And that gives me that rapport with the kids. I don't have to say a word.
Yes.
And I'm not joking. It could be chaos all over the building. If I step out of my room and just look down the hall, everybody gets in line.
Yes.
And one of the teachers said, I don't understand the magic. I said, it's not magic.
Yes.
It's God.
Gotcha.
But I can say that to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just do what he's called me to do, because I know he called me to do it.
Amen.
And one of the things I asked him, Lord, if I get to the point where I'm not doing what you called me to do here, remove me, because I don't want to be ineffective.
Amen.
You know.
Amen. Just want to tell the listeners, that is the one and only Angela Frazier, Angie Frazier. And we have family in the studio. So if you hear in the background a baby, that's a baby. We have family in the studio. That is excellent. Wow. So, musically speaking, how did you go from just teaching and then teaching new members to now having a phenomenal song, Change? And why did you choose Change?
Well, let me go to how did I go from teaching. I've always been a part of some type of music entity, whether it was at church or any groups that I was in. Shout out to Chicago Mass Choir, because I still currently sing with them.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And growing up, it was always something. You know, my sisters and I, we were always singing.
Yes.
My brother always singing. My brother has a beautiful voice. I don't know why he's not sitting next to me. Today's his birthday, by the way. So shout out to happy birthday to Ivory Henderson.
All right, Ivory.
We have I've been singing for a long time. Uh-huh. So my very first song I wrote was called Gum and Sunflower Seeds.
And wow. That was Gum kind of and the, Sunflower
yeah,
Seeds?
Yeah, that was my favorite thing. But I've written for so long.
Wow.
But I've always sang with people.
Gotcha.
I've never done anything on my own.
Gotcha.
And how it came about just doing music on my own, I actually started out singing classical and wow. opera. Those are my strengths.
Wow.
Actually. So gospel was a little bit different once I really got into singing
yes.
gospel. But I've written for so long,
yes.
but I've always sang with someone.
Yes.
We did one recording with Chicago Mass Choir, and that was 2015, mm-hmm. I believe. And I decided that, you know what, I'm not singing with another person
yeah.
until I put my own music
yes.
out. And I didn't care where it went.
Yes.
As long as my family has it in their
yes.
car and they can do
yes.
this. And it didn't happen that way.
Yes.
It started going all over the place. And I'm, okay, so what do I do with this now? And so now that was my first CD, and now this is my second CD called Forever.
Yes.
And Change was brought to me by my producer.
Gotcha.
He said, hey, can you do something with this? And I said, what's this? And he told me to listen to the music. He said, it's Change from the old Change.
Yes.
So I just put in a jazzy
yes.
way. So
yes.
he gave me the music, and I said, you know what? Let me go with this. And then
yes.
I took the words, and I thought about what they meant to me and how God changed my life and the things that he's done for me.
Yes.
And so I took it to heart and laid down the words and went in the studio, laid it down, and here we are today.
Amen. We're so glad that you did. A chance. Yeah. I almost want to say, I'm not going to do it. That's what you do.
Oh, we do every time we come in the studio. We're in it together.
Oh, my goodness. I must have missed the part on your bio about you singing with the Chicago Mass. I'm going to go back and overlook that. Or did you leave it off?
No, it's on there.
It's on there? I'm going to dig a little deeper. Normally, I like to be prepared.
Yeah, it's on
but
there.
But I somehow missed that. Yeah, yeah. So, what can we expect from your project?
Well, right now, out of the project, mm-hmm. I started the Change Movement.
Uh-huh.
And so what the Change Movement is, it's a concert put together
uh-huh.
with nothing but survivors. So people
wow.
who have survived cancer, domestic
wow.
violence, alcoholism,
yeah.
drug addiction,
yes.
Molestation, whatever
wow.
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I put anybody that wants to come,
mm-hmm.
group of people together, and we form a choir from
yes.
those people. And then we do videotapes of
mm-hmm.
testimonies and
yeah.
some live testimonies. And
yeah.
when I tell you those people came and
wow.
sang their heart out and gave their testimonies,
yes.
it was phenomenal.
Wow.
So we've been kind of doing that, and I've been asked to do it again, so I'm
yes.
just going to make it an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
But what was a blessing out of that, there was a young lady in the audience. She came to a rehearsal. Someone
uh-huh.
doesn't drive at night. She came to a rehearsal, and the soloist was missing for one of the songs.
Uh-huh.
So I heard her singing in the audience,
mm-hmm.
just sitting there. And I said, you know this? She said, yeah. I said, well, can you fill in for her? And she filled in for her. And the night of the concert, the young lady who sang the solo, who actually sings the solo,
mm-hmm.
was not feeling well.
Wow.
And I asked the other young lady, can you sing this? She said, okay. And not only did she sing that, she sang
it.
Her heart.
Wow.
And then she gave her testimony.
Wow.
She had been abused by her husband
oh,
for
wow.
31 years.
Wow.
And it wasn't until that night that she began to talk about it. And that was her breakthrough. And I
wow.
knew then that this is what I should be doing.
Yeah.
So this is not about me. This
yeah.
is all about God
mm-hmm.
and God's people and bringing
wow.
them to a place of comfort
wow.
and where they now start to feel good about themselves,
yes.
knowing that they're not alone. So
yes.
that's where we're taking this now.
Amen. To God be the glory on that. I feel like I could talk to you for another hour and just allow God to just allow you to speak to people. You've blessed so many people. I can tell you right now that there are some people listening right now that have not only been blessed by what you have said, but that will definitely be looking into you, and in particular trying to figure out how they can participate and be a part of this movement that
Amen.
God is allowing you to just move forward in. So before we go, quickly, can you tell the listeners, and by the way, you do have the classical look about you. I can look at you and tell you just, there's not a classical look per se,
I hate you.
But you do have, I could picture you singing opera, yes, or on the stage.
That's
just
what I love.
Just gracing. Yeah, I could see it. I could definitely see it, and I can hear it in the tone and in the way that you speak, your enunciation, and all those things. So to God be the glory. So can you tell the listeners where they can find out more about you and where they can find your music and more about your ministry?
Okay. So you can find more about me, Angela Frazier, on Facebook at Angie Frazier, on Twitter at Angie Sings, and then on Instagram at Sing Angie. You can get my music on all of the digital media outlets. Mm-hmm. So I'm out there, I'm ready.
Amen.
And I can tell you that tentatively we're shooting for October 12th, okay, for the Change Movement.
Amen. And I definitely want to make sure that we have you back to talk about that Change, okay, Movement, because I think that God is using you to do a tremendous thing.
Amen.
And I want to personally use whatever platform that God has blessed me with to help us partner to get that word out.
Amen.
I think what you're doing is extremely important. So make sure
you so
that
much.
we connect before October to get that word back out. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Amen. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.